Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this. It's the Griswold Cattle Company Commercial Female Sale, Friday, May 6th at the Perkins, Oklahoma Stockyard Sale Barn. The sale features 150 pairs, 100 Angus cows of the Linscob Ranch in South Dakota, 40 bred heifers, 150 spring pairs, and bred cows. For more information, call John Griswold, 405-780-3300, or Craig Sand, 405-564-4319, or go to the website www.griswoldcattle.com.
The original zero-turn radius mower, the Hustler, American-made and priced right. Test drive one today at your local dealer. 48 months with no interest. Yes, 48 months with no interest on many models. Your Hustler dealer has models starting at only $27.99. And test drive the 60-inch Raptor SD starting at just $44.99. Hustler, with the best warranty in the industry. And don't forget, 48 months with no interest when you buy a new Hustler. See your local dealer today. Hustler, they're fun to run.
Cattle futures really strong on the front end. May feeders up $1.92 at $145.32. August up $1. SEP up 55. But then out in October, we were steady to lower. And then on the live cattle, June's up $1.30. August up $1.10. October's up 87, so really strong trade there. A midday box beef only up 2 cents though in choice at 205.96 after yesterday's big closing and big down day. Choice was down $3.83 at 205.94. Select was down 80 cents at 196.22 after yesterday's big closing, 294 lower. So box beef has really come off here. Feeder cattle index is, as of yesterday at least, is at a discount to the May. At this point, yesterday's was 143.54, up slightly. Cash market at this point is 120 bid in Iowa, actually, and 127 ask. So a possibility of maybe a little bit lower trade here this week on the live cattle trade. We're seeing some seasonal tendencies here. This springtime is usually the lowest time of the year, and the market could rally through the summer. We've got good moisture so far this year, which could cause some good grass demand here. Also, the start of the grilling season. So several things coming up to really spur demand here from this point forward.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain markets today were lower in the corn. Corn was under pressure for the most part all day. It did trade a bit of unchanged there, but finished today down about 2. Beans were strong here, up about 5 to 6 cents, and then the wheat relatively quiet today, given all the information that was put out, but up 2 to 3 cents on the wheat here. July Kansas City about 460 with the high 462. The big news here today is what's going on in Kansas with the Kansas City Wheat Tour. It's looking like a pretty good yield out of the state of Kansas. It is still a little bit early, but in north central Kansas, they're estimating 47.2 bushels an acre. Last year, it was 34.3, so quite a bit bigger than last year. The five-year average for north central Kansas is 41.2 bushels per acre. Today, they're going through southwest parts of Kansas. Last year, it was 37 bushels an acre. And early guesses are it's probably going to be maybe a little bit better. Colorado is saying 39 bushels an acre, last year 37. Their total wheat crop out of Colorado is 78 million bushels, where last year it was 79.18. And then in Nebraska, 55 bushels an acre expected, last year 38. So you're starting to see a trend here every year, or every state, a little bit bigger than last year. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.